Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Sunday, November 20th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. One of the men killed by a missile that hit a southeastern Polish village last week was buried yesterday, the first of two funerals following a blast that raised fears that the war in Ukraine could spiral into a wider conflict. The man buried on Saturday, named in Polish media only as 62-year-old Bogusław, was working at a grain-drying facility in the village when the missile struck. Most media outlets have not published the victims' surnames out of consideration for their families. The funeral of the second victim, identified as 60-year-old Bogdan, will take place today. While the people of Przewodów were deeply shaken by the tragedy, the mayor of the municipality in which the village is located stressed the resilience of local people. "We really are a tough community," Grzegorz Drewnik told reporters on Friday. "We live under stress. We know that we live close to the border with Ukraine. We must be prepared for various inconveniences and stressful situations. We will endure it." More than 17 collisions and accidents were reported across Pomerania yesterday due to poor road conditions resulting from the recent snowfall. Most of the accidents occurred on provincial roads, such as an incident in which a delivery van collided with a passenger car at the intersection in Zagony near Tuchom. According to David Wasz from the Bytów police, there were no injuries and the participants were transported to the hospital for routine examinations, after which they were released and sent home. With snowfall again in the forecast today, police are urging motorists to exercise additional caution and reduce speeds as road conditions remain poor. Polish and Ukrainian pianists dominated the finals competition of the 12th International Ignacy Jan Paderewski Piano Competition in Bydgoszcz. Polish pianist Mateusz Krzyżowski took home the top prize, followed by Pedro Sales Lopez of Spain and Danilo Sajenko of Ukraine. Poland's other finalist, Piotr Pawlak, was awarded an honorable mention alongside Japan's Shio Okui. All finalists will perform in a laureates concert tonight at the Paderewski Pomeranian Philharmonic Concert Hall in Bydgoszcz at 5 p.m., and tomorrow evening at the National Philharmonic in Warsaw at 7 p.m. The 2022 FIFA World Cup kicks off in Qatar today, and Radio Gdańsk will be adjusting its programming over the next few weeks so listeners can enjoy the competition at home. From Monday to Saturday, each day will begin with the World Cup report at 7:35 a.m., covering results from previous matches, along with materials from Qatar, prepared by co-workers and friends of Radio Gdańsk. Monday to Friday, starting at 1:15 p.m., Radio Gdańsk journalists will also prepare a preview of upcoming matches, with additional time for news and expert commentary at 5:10 p.m. each day. FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 kicks off today at 5 p.m. Warsaw time, with the opening match against host team Qatar and 44th-ranked Ecuador. Poland's first match will be against Mexico on Tuesday, November 22nd, at 5 p.m. in Doha.
The weather.
Today will be cold and mostly cloudy, with a chance for some light snow in the afternoon and a gentle breeze coming in from the south. Temperatures will stay below freezing, with a high of negative 1 degree centigrade or 31 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping slightly to negative 3 degrees centigrade or 27 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Similar weather is expected for tomorrow, with a chance for more snow midweek. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.